Welcome to Sports Spectrum, the sports and faith podcast that brings Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, Jason Romano.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Jason Romano, and today on Sports Spectrum, we welcome evangelist, speaker, and author Ravi Zacharias to the podcast. And it's interesting, when I said hello and welcomed him to the show, he said, "It's not often I get to be on sports programs." And it's interesting because Ravi, if you don't know who he is, I encourage you to go to YouTube and just search his name, Ravi Zacharias. He has so many amazing teachings and videos and just conferences that he's spoken at, and even debates that he's been a part of with atheists and other people just defending the Christian faith. Ravi, to me, is one of the most respected voices in the world right now when talking about matters of faith and talking about Jesus Christ. And I am such an admirer of him. I don't know if I want to call him call myself a fan, but in that essence, I am a fan of what Ravi Zacharias stands for. I love the content that he produces with Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. And this is sort of a peek behind the curtain here. This is a bonus podcast because I normally release a podcast Monday through Friday here on Sports Spectrum. And just this morning, we're taping this Friday, October 4th. It's a little after 2 o'clock Eastern time that I'm recording this podcast. I get a call this morning at 10 a.m. that Ravi Zacharias is available for 10 to 15 minutes to talk about this face-to-face event that he's doing with Tim Tebow, of all people. And so I couldn't say no from one of the guys that I love to listen to and learn from. And he encourages me in my faith. I'm sure he encourages you too. And Ravi is doing this event tonight, Friday night, October 4th in Atlanta, Georgia, with Tim Tebow, of all people. And they're going to demonstrate the value of in-person conversations through this night of honest discussion and talk about challenges faced, lessons learned, and insight into living intentionally in today's culture. And you can watch this conversation. Certainly, if you're listening to this after Friday, October 4th, you can go to YouTube or Facebook, or just go to Ravi's website, rzim.org, or I'm sure Tim will share it on his social media pages as well. But this will be a really cool event. 2 hours of Ravi Zacharias and Tim Tebow talking about culture, living for Christ, living intentionally for the Lord. And man, what a pleasure and an honor it was to have Ravi Zacharias joining us here on Sports Spectrum. Take a listen to our conversation with Ravi Zacharias. Ravi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I always wanted to be on sports programs, but never accomplished anything. So I'm glad to be speaking because somebody else has, and that's my privilege.
That's right. Well, listen, it's great to have you on the show. And we do sort of the intersection of sports and faith here at Sports Spectrum. And we're really excited about this event that you're doing Friday night, October 4th, with Tim Tebow, called Face to Face. It's discussing the value of in-person conversation. So let's talk about this event for those that are going to listen to this podcast after the event airs. Certainly those that will listen to it before can tune in as well. But why is it so important for us in a culture that screams of distraction and busyness to be able to cultivate those face-to-face discussions? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, oftentimes it's sort of everything has become so depersonalized, Jason, you know. Almost even friendships become like that. You're always scripting or texting or leaving voice messages and so on. To sit across face to face and watch the expression of a person or have that personal touch, I think is very critical in our times. As a person of the stature of Tim Tebow, that's even doubly a blessing for those who are. I've known Tim for years, and I'm just so excited that he is with us and having this conversation. He's one of the best examples of how to handle both success and disappointment. And life brings those things to us with regularity. So no better spokesperson for that than Tim himself.
Certainly having a guy like Tim Tebow is huge. And tell me about that from your perspective. You've been in ministry for a long time. How have you seen the world of sports, certainly a guy like Tim being a great light to the world, if you will, in the sports world, but how have you seen sports be a catalyst for sharing and spreading the gospel?
You You know, sports is such a common love for large numbers in every country. Even when I go to the Middle East, I see parents will send their children to churches that have good sporting programs, good training programs. When I was young, it's all I lived for. It just about got me into trouble because I neglected everything else. Sports has that attraction, a bat and a ball, or a ball in front of you and or a racket in your hand, and it that adrenaline starts pumping. But when you see the best of the best, I mean the cream of the crop who have accomplished what they have, which very few people in life will, then you want to give them a hearing because you know they are speaking not from a platform of failure, but from a platform of accomplishment and strength. And as far as faith is concerned, then they're examples of the fact that their faith is not a crutch. It is something that strengthens you, your character, and your character is more important than anything else you do in life.
Mm. Ravi Zacharias is here with us on Sports Spectrum. This conversation with Tim includes a discussion about living intentionally in today's culture. And the culture that we live in, man, it is a busy culture, a distracted culture, a social media generated technology culture. So talk about that, living intentionally, and maybe the challenges that come with doing that in a culture that in 2019.
Yeah, yesterday I was speaking at a conference here in Atlanta called Catalyst, and I had spoken to them on the subject. They talked about living today as leaders with tomorrow in mind as well. So I spoke on the subject being a person for all seasons, and I took the life of Joseph. He knew the grounding of his belief in the season of temptation. We knew the strength of his faith in the season of pain. I saw the resource in his personality, in his position of power, and ultimately the testimonial of even those who came from a completely different faith to him, as Pharaoh made the comment of the kind of man that he was. So temptation, trials, power, testimonials, this is a real test in a culture such as ours where the foundations have been shaken, values are no longer given as an objective point of reference, where everybody goes with what they feel or what they desire, no longer something to by which the ought sense within our souls can be honored. So talking to people like Tim Tebow, who have proven their sterling strength and faith, even through everything they've experienced, young men and women are touched by that, especially young guys who sort of like the robust kind of contact sport and all of that. You know, they find out where, and oftentimes many of them without dads in the home. So all of this is a, quite a complex situation to watch a man of accomplishment talk about the most important sphere of his life.
Encourage someone, coach, or you're not a coach, but we have a lot of coaches here. And in some way you are a coach, I guess, but we have a lot of coaches that listen to this podcast, Ravi. Can you encourage a coach, a parent, somebody that's struggling with leading the young people and staying true to their faith? We talk to a lot of people who are athletes and coaches on this podcast that struggle with being in the world, but living in the world and trying to be open about their faith, and that push-pull, that tension that exists, you kind of alluded to that, that exists in this culture that is very difficult to be open about your faith. Can you encourage some of those people, especially in the sports world?
Yes, I'm honored to do that. Yeah, in some ways, we in Christian work are coaches as well. We're talking to people in their private pain, private challenges, without naming an individual. I got a message and a call from a prominent sports director in one of the major universities where the quarterback, one of the best known in the country right now, with a very outspoken faith. And this sports director wrote to me and he said, Ravi, we've never met, but this quarterback listens to you all the time and would love to be in conversation with you. Would you be open to talking to him? And so he gave me his number and his email. You know what impressed me about that coach was that this man is not just building a good athlete. He's building a good person.
Yeah,
that is key to me because the days of athletic prowess will come and go. the day you hang up your skates or park your cleats or whatever, you're looking over your shoulder because somebody who is now going to take your place is now nipping at your heels. I remember one of my earliest traveling associates was a man who was signed on very early with Manchester United when he was just a teen in the world of soccer. Yeah. And he said the most painful day for him was when he got to play a big game, but it came at the expense of one of the champions who had to be sidelined because he wasn't doing well. And this particular man ended up scoring the winning goal and then took his place for the future. He said it was a bittersweet moment because I saw a great champion gradually being sidelined, but knowing my turn was going to come as well. So I think it is imperative that coaches draw courage from the fact that they are training champions for their heyday and for the days of sunset as well. And coaches are the people whom they admire, they listen to. It's a tough job to be tough on the athlete, but at the same time be concerned about the well-being of that person. Some great names in coaching come to mind. They train great athletes. More important in this culture now, not to stop at that, but to raise a great young man, because they're very impressionable in those years where they are striving to get ahead. And sports is such a competitive thing that you don't always accomplish what you want. So they must always remind them who they are before what it is they do.
Ravi Zacharias is with us on Sports Spectrum. Last couple questions here, just a couple minutes left with Ravi. Can you share in a nutshell your testimony? I've heard it said, and I've read about it a little bit, that you grew up and your teen years, you were an atheist. You weren't a Christian. And I know that people love to share their testimonies here on the show. Can you share just a little bit quickly of your testimony of coming to faith in Christ?
Happy to do that, Jason. Actually, I was very indifferent towards things religious. I was raised in India, born in the south of India, city of Chennai, raised in Delhi. Delhi was my home till I was 20. Therefore, I was North Indian by my culture. And I lived for sports. I wanted to play cricket for India. I loved to play tennis. Never reached that level, but fairly competitive at the college level and did quite well in inter-sports competitions across the city. Three or four of the sports that I played, I loved. But I wasn't paying attention to what my primary responsibility should have been, which was my studies. And in that culture, studies are very critical. I was not doing well, attempted to take my own life. So there I was at the age of 17, lying on a hospital bed, failing in life and now failing in an attempt at death, but realizing how empty my life was. That is the critical search even of our time, Jason, the search for meaning. The search for purpose. Why am I here in this world in the first place? And a Bible was brought to me, and following the passage of Jesus saying, because I live, you also shall live. John 14 and verse 19. To me, what living really means was defined then, and the person of Jesus Christ transformed my life. He doesn't only change what we do, he changes what we want to do. And the meaning that he imparted to me, I was 17 then, I'm 73 now. So 56 years have gone by. My love for Christ has grown deeper. My meaning has grown stronger. And I know why he placed me in this world, to be a follower of his and to be an instrument of his choosing.
That's a great story. Last question here, Ravi. We ask this question to all of our guests on the show. Be curious to know what your answer is. What are you learning from God? Because you're doing a lot of teaching, but I wonder what God is teaching you where you are today. What are you learning from the Lord?
You know, G.K. Chesterton made the comment, the problem with Christianity is not that it has been tried and found wanting, but that it has been found difficult and left untried. I think that discipline that is needed to follow Christ, like marriage, Jason, we talk about marriage in glowing terms, romantic terms. Marriage is hard work.
Yeah.
Living is hard work. And so I actually have come to the conclusion that following my Lord is very hard work, but the investment you make in pursuing him has greater rewards than you ever imagined. So what I'm learning is that it is a day-to-day thing. It's not a once-for-all sealed, signed, and delivered. You live each day for him and walk with him in his word. The discipline of your daily devotional life is the most difficult discipline we have, but the most important discipline to pursue.
He is Ravi Zacharias. That was a great answer there. Thank you, Ravi. The event is called Face to Face. It's with Tim Tebow. It's taking place Friday night, October 4th, tonight, as we tape this interview. And then you'll be able to rewatch that conversation. Certainly, it's on YouTube and Facebook. And Ravi's website is rzim.org, and you can watch it there as well. Ravi, thank you so much for a few minutes here on the podcast, and look forward to hopefully chatting again sometime. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. Great to be with you. God bless you too. Bye-bye.
That was a treat for me. Sometimes interviews, I do interviews specifically because I'm interested in talking to the person, and that was one with Ravi Zacharias here on Sports Spectrum. I hope it encouraged you. I hope as you listen to this guy, you were thinking, I want to hear more from this man. And first of all, tonight is a great night to do that with Ravi and with Tim Tebow on their face-to-face event that they're doing. It's live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Friday night, October 4th, tonight. You can watch it on YouTube, watch it on Facebook, or his website, rzim.org. And it's going to be streaming live. And then, of course, when it's over, and if you're listening to this after Friday night, October 4th, you can go back and watch it. We'll actually put a link in the show notes to the YouTube home, if you will, of that event with Tim Tebow and Ravi Zacharias. I'm really looking forward to watching it myself. You talk about sports and faith intersecting. That's a perfect place for that with Tim Tebow and the platform and the reach that he has. And certainly Ravi Zacharias has a large platform himself, and he's one of the more respected voices, I think, in culture today when it comes to matters of faith, matters of apologetics, of Christianity, of just being outspoken and a teacher and preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm just a little giddy, to be honest with you. It was really cool to have Ravi Zacharias here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Click that subscribe button. If this is the first time you found Sports Spectrum, we have episodes every day, Monday through Friday, interviews with athletes, coaches, authors, former players, speakers, preachers, you name them. We have them here on Sports Spectrum to discuss the intersection of sports and faith in Jesus Christ. Click that subscribe button and never miss an episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast. Also, I want to encourage you to check out our website, sportsspectrum.com. That's the website, sportsspectrum.com. We have content all day long on the intersection of sports and faith, including a daily devotional every morning at 6 a.m. Eastern to start your day right with the Lord. And this podcast as well. All podcasts are found on our website, sportsspectrum.com. Thanks so much for listening to this bonus episode. We'll see you Monday morning with a brand new episode here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day.